到十七节，找着了以后由我为大家诵读。约翰福音十三章一到十七节，逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，耶稣知道父已经将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条毛巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。挨到西门彼得，彼得对他说：主啊，你洗我的脚吗？耶稣回答说：我所做的你如今不知道，后来便明白。彼得说：你永不可洗我的脚。耶稣说：我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。西门彼得说：主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。耶稣说：凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说：你们不都是干净的。耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说：我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错。我本来是，我也是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。我实实在在的告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人的也不能大于差他的人。你们既然知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。这是今天正道的经文。
Good morning.
大家早。
It has been 18 months. Well, no, I said 18 months. No, it should be a year and 8 months that I have been here.
我来到三一进修会已经有十八个月了，一年八个月。
一年八个月。So it seems like a long time for me.
好像已经很长的日子了。
So I'm so glad that I come to know you and I'm here.
我很高兴在当中为大家认识你们，与你们一起服事。
I loved my mom.
我很爱我的母亲。
Some of you might remember what I shared the story of my mom before.
那你们当中可能有人记得我以前分享过我跟我母亲的故事。
She passed away suddenly when she was only 60 years old.
那她在六十岁那一年，她就是很突然的过世了。
I grew up in a poor family.
我成长在一个很贫穷的家庭里面。
My parents were illiterate.
我父母亲他们不识字。
Father was addicted to gambling.
我的父亲他沉迷于赌博。
Mom worked to raise 6 of us.
那我的母亲她努力工作，为了抚养我们六个兄弟姐妹。
Yes, I have 5 siblings.
是的，我还有五个其他的兄弟姐妹。
You can imagine what life was like for my mom.
那你可以想象我母亲的生活是怎么样的光景。
When I was about 14, I started working as a tutor for a grade 2 girl.
那当我十四岁的那年，我开始的工作，我就当一个家教，去教导一个二年级的一个女孩子。
When I got my first payment for the job, the first thing I did was to buy a blouse for my mom.
那当我拿到一个那个薪水的时候，我第一件事情就是去买一件上衣，买了一件衣服是要给我母亲的。
See how I loved my mom?
你看到我多么爱我的母亲。
I bought a blouse that I like.
我买了一件上衣是我喜欢的。
Well, the most fashionable one.
是最时尚的那一个上衣。
Well, what happened?
结果发生什么事呢？
That fashionable blouse was never worn by my mom.
那件很时尚的上衣，我妈妈从来没有穿过。
I was mad at my mom for not wearing it.
我对我母亲很失望，很生气，因为她没有穿过那件上衣。
Well, I know the gift that I gave her is different.
因为我知道，我给她这个礼物是很不一样的。
Very different than Jesus.
跟耶稣给我们的是不一样的。
Well, next Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, which marked the beginning of Lent, leading up to Maundy Thursday.
那下个主日呢？下个礼拜三就是一个圣会日，它是我们这个大斋期的开始。紧接着是一个圣周四。
The night before Jesus was nailed on the cross.
那圣周四那一天就是那个晚上，耶稣被钉在十字架。
The night of the Last Supper.
也就是最后晚餐的那一晚上。
The night Jesus established the new covenant between God and his people.
也就是那个晚上，耶稣他跟他的子民用立了一个新约。
Sealed by his blood.
并且用他的宝血做了一个印记。
Later in the service, we're going to remember what Jesus has done for us.
那在今天我们的聚会，在今天聚会的时候，我们待会会纪念主，在我们圣餐桌前，我们会在纪念主为我们成就的事情。
That night after supper,
那天晚上在饭后，
John recorded something unique to his writing of the gospel.
约翰他在他的福音书里面记载了一些很特别的事情。
As you heard the scripture read earlier,
那就像你刚听到了我们读的经文，
Jesus washed his disciples' feet.
耶稣他洗了门徒的脚。
You know, at the time, washing feet were the work of slaves.
你知道在他们那个时候呢，中东他们帮洗脚是那些奴仆的工作。
In the Middle East, people at the time wore sandals.
那在中东那个时期呢，人们是穿凉鞋的。
The road was not cement road like ours today.
那时候的路呢，不像我们今天都是一个水泥地。
The road was dusty.
那些路是非常多灰尘的。
And they walked not by bus or sky train from place to place.
那他们不论到什么地方去，他们都是要走路的，不是坐天车。
As they enter a house after walking, their feet were dirty.
那当他们进到一个家门的里面的时候呢，他们脚是很脏的。
Therefore, the slave of the house would wash their feet right away.
所以呢，当他们进了家里面的时候呢，那个奴仆会马上帮他们洗脚。
Jesus, however,Their teacher and Lord washed his disciples' feet.
那耶稣他是他们的他们是他们老师，他们的夫子，他帮了门徒洗脚。
That is why Peter reacted to Jesus and said, "No, no, 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 no! You will never wash my feet."
那是为什么他彼得的反应是这样？不不不，夫子，你绝永不可以帮我洗脚。
And Jesus replied, "But if I don't wash you,You won't belong to me.
但是耶稣回答他说，如果我不洗你的脚，你就与我无份了。
Jesus was pointing toward his death and resurrection.
那耶稣这里指的是他的死，他的死和他的复活。
The shedding of his blood washes those who believe in him clean, which means the forgiveness of sin.
那些信他的人，他都被洗得很洁净，就是他们的罪被赦免了。
Not only we allow Jesus to wash our feet, we need to follow his example.
我们不只要让耶稣洗我们的脚，我们要跟随他的榜样。
Listen to what Jesus said.
我们来听耶稣怎么说。
Do you understand what I was doing? You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, because it is true. And since I, the Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet.I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you.
耶稣说，我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错。我本来是，我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
Jesus gave us slave tools.
耶稣给我们的是一个奴仆的一个工具。
The towel and basin are symbols and agents of God's peace to the world.
这个毛巾跟这个脸盆是神给这个世界和平的一个象征的一个媒介。
We, as Jesus' followers, are called to demonstrate love through our humble services to the hostile, broken, and divisive world using the serving tools Jesus has given us.
我们身为耶稣的跟随者，我们被呼召来服，要很谦卑来服侍这个破碎、分裂的一个世界。我们要借着耶稣给我们这个的工具，来展现耶稣的爱。
Jesus humbly washed his disciples' feet with towel and basin prior to being nailed on the cross, and charged his disciples to follow his example.
耶稣在被钉十字架之前，他很谦虚的，他帮他门徒洗脚，他也要我们要跟着他的样式去做。
Jesus even washed Judas' feet who betrayed him.
耶稣甚至了，他洗了那背叛他的犹大的脚。
The use of these tools is to take up the role of ambassador in humility and service.
那使用这些工具的意思就是说，我们要用一个很谦卑。一个接受了一个使者的这个身份去服侍这个世界。
A Bible scholar describes the tools Jesus gave to church, saying, a towel is not firm and manageable.
那有一个圣经的学者，他讲到说，耶稣给我们的这个工具呢，它是一个，它不是一个很坚固的，也不是能够很容易操作的。
It is flexible to the point of being shapeless.
但是它又有，同时它又很灵活，可以说是无形的。
It receives its shape not really from our hands, but from the feet around which it is wrapped for drying purposes.
这个毛巾的形状呢，并不是因为我们的手让它造成这个形状，而是这个毛巾的形状是来自于我们所包裹起来要把它弄干的那个角。
The tools are only useful when they are used to offer care for the other person.
那这个工具呢，唯有我们把它用来关心，去用到那些服侍那些需要的人身上的时候，才是有用的。
A selfless act, which puts the person receiving the care in the forefront.
那这样一个无私的行为，就是我把我们最照顾的那些人放到我们面，我们的前面。
Additionally, these tools are not once readily available.
另外，这些工具不是现成的。
Rather, they are ones that require intentional preparation and loving commitment to humble service.
相反的，这些工具是特别需要准备的。我们要委身于这，我们要用爱来委身于这样一个很谦卑的一个服事。
The Bible scholar continued to say,
那这个圣经学者他继续说，
The towel and basin are a hard demand for the church from the Lord Jesus.
他说这个毛巾，这个脸盆是主耶稣对这个教会一个很苛刻的一个要求。
The only trade we can practice is the one for which we have tools.
那当我们去做工作的时候，我们必须要有工具。
And the tools he gave on that occasion were slave tools.
那在这个例子里面，耶稣给我们工具呢，是一个奴仆的一个工具。
It must be that our task is to make contact with the repulsive, abhorrent dimension of our humanity.To make contact with dimensions of our humanity that need personal care attention.
那我们的任务呢，这是必须到我们跟我们人性中最令人厌恶和可恶的那个层面去接触。那跟也要跟我们人类中，我们人类里面最需要关心的那个层面的那些人来接触。
It takes active engagement and readiness to offer tender personal care to hurtful and hurting people in the world.
那这些需要我们积极的参与，我们并且要准备好，愿意为我们世界上这些受伤害的人提供一个温柔和个人的一个照顾和关怀。
It takes selfless and sacrificial love to offer love and peace to those who may reject the care, like Peter.
那这些需要无私和牺牲的爱，为那些可能拒绝我们关怀像彼得这样的一个人来提供一个爱和和平。
By the tireless mission of the church to the world.The tools and agents of God's peace are used to include others into the new community in Christ by washing and caring for the wounds of the broken world.
那记得我们教会对这个世界一个不懈的一个使命呢？我们神使用这个工具，让我们可以去服侍这些人，让这些人也可以包含在基督里面一个新的一个爱。
Jesus reminds us, saying, How true it is that a servant is not greater than the master, nor are the messengers more important than the one who sends them.
耶稣他提醒我们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人的也不能大于差他的人。
Jesus, our teacher, our Lord, laid down his life for us in humility and love.
那耶稣他是我们的老师，他是我们的夫子，他用谦虚和爱里面为我们牺牲了他的生命。
The kind of love that is selfless, sacrificial.
他这样的爱是无私的，是牺牲的。
When we reflect deeply on the kind of love that we offer to our loved ones and others,
当我们反想我们的给别人的爱的时候
，Is that love action more for ourselves than for others?
那我们这样爱的行为是为了我们自己还是为了别人呢
？So let me finish my story. My mom.
让我继续我的故事，关于我母亲的故事。
At the time, I was in a high school for rich people.
那当我在读高中的时候，我上的中学是一个有钱人的学校。
For those who came from Hong Kong would know this.
那从香港来的弟兄姐妹他们会知道。
Mary Noel Convent School in Kowloon Tong.
就是在九龙塘的玛丽诺修院学校。
As you heard my family background,
那你听到我家庭的背景。
Deep down in my heart, I was ashamed of my mom.
在我的心里面，内心深处，其实我是觉得我很为我母亲觉得很羞耻的。
The way she dressed,
她穿着的方式,
and the way she looked,
她看的样子,
she looked uneducated,
她看起来就是没有受过教育的样子,
because she was uneducated,
因为她并没有受过教育。
You know who I asked to go for my parents' night?
你知道当学校有家长会的时候，我邀请谁去参加我的家长会吗？
Not my mom.
我没有邀请我母亲去。
But someone looked.Fashionable and educated.
而是我邀请了一个看起来很时尚而且有受过教育的样子的人去。
A new neighbor just moved in next door.
就是我在我隔壁刚搬进来的一个邻居。
A single mom with two sons.
一个单亲妈妈还有两个带了两个儿子。
Without a daughter.
没有任何的女儿。
And she wanted a daughter.
她很想要个女儿。
And there I was.
我就在那里了。
I guess you know by now.My hard-earned money, my first so-called paycheck turned into the blouse, which was, to me, the most fashionable, sophisticated, and of course, the most educated look.
那我相信你看到了，你看到了我很辛苦赚来的钱，我买了第一件衣服，那件看起来非常有教育，非常很精致漂亮的一个，很有教育的教养看样式的衣服。
That blouse was for me.
那件上衣其实是为我自己买的
，not for my mom，
不是为我母亲买的。
So you know why my mom never wore that.
所以你知道为什么母亲从来不会穿那件上衣
？You see, the love Jesus showed us is not like this.
可是你看到耶稣给我们展现的爱不是像这样子的。
It is not jealous, or boastful, or proud, or rude.
耶稣给我们展现的爱并不是一个嫉妒，并不是一个夸口，并不是一个骄傲或粗鲁的。
Love does not demand its own way.
爱不要求用自己的方式。
Love cares more for others than for self.
爱是关心别人多于关心你自己。
Love doesn't want what it doesn't have.
爱不要求你所拿不到的东西。
Doesn't force itself on others.
爱你不会要求别人。
Isn't always me first.
爱不是说我都是第一位的。
That is why Jesus gave us slave tools.
就是为什么耶稣给我们一个奴仆的一个工具。
The towel and basin.
就是一个毛巾和这个脸盆。
Tools that are not shaped by us, but by the one we serve.
那这个工具呢，并不是因为我们让它造就它的形状，而是因为我们服侍的那个人成就了它的形状。
Jesus loves us to the end with such love.
耶稣用他的爱爱我们到尽头。
Now I know what love really is after Jesus washed me.
那在耶稣洗了我之后，帮我洗了脚之后，我才知道说这才是爱。
I was blind then.
我之前是瞎眼的。
Was ashamed of myself.
我很为自己觉得很羞愧。
But now I can see.
现在我看到了。
I know who I really am.
我知道了我真正的身份。
The daughter of the king of the universe.
我是这宇宙的神，一个创造王的女儿。
Child of God.
我是神的儿女儿。
The God who came and showed me his love on the cross.
这个神在十字架上他展现了他的爱，他告诉我什么是爱。
Do you know Jesus' love?
你知道神的爱了吗？
Will you allow Jesus to wash your feet?
你愿意让耶稣为你洗脚吗？
Today, Jesus is calling you to follow him.
今天耶稣正在召唤你来跟随他。
Will you answer his call?
你愿意回应吗？
Are you willing to pick up the tools he gave you to serve?
你愿意拿起他给你的工具来一起来服侍吗？
The slave tools.
就是这个奴仆的工具。
So now let us listen.To the summons of Jesus.
现在让我们一起来听耶稣他的召唤。
As a response to what Jesus had given us.
就是我们对耶稣给我们做了一切的一个回应。
So may the ushers come forward to prepare for the communion.
就像预备我们的心来这个圣餐桌前。